Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Brett, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'll go here in 3, 2, 1. Coach Brett Cloutier has a historic team here coming out of Princeton for the State Boys Basketball Tournament, and he joins us on WCCO. Coach, congratulations, first of all, on a great year.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. 26 games is a lot of games to win, and this group has gotten better every single day. And they've just been a blast to coach, and I've just been really proud of their success that they've had this season.
What's it like in the community? Because it's been a lot of years since Princeton's been here.
Yeah, 87 years since 1932. I mean, it's been crazy. Just going from every aisle in Colburn's, I feel like I've been getting stopped the last couple of days with people asking about Tiger basketball. We were actually at my wife's OB appointment this morning at the local hospital, and I had people stopping me in the waiting room and drive through at the coffee shop and everything. People have just been really reaching out and pouring their support, if it's in person, if it's through email, messages on social media, texts, whatever. It's just been great. You know, the kids have been feeling it too. They've noticed their Instagram and social media followers going up, which, you know, is the important things. they've had a good time with it. You know, they're really excited to have, we've had great support all season, and they're really excited to have that continued support and see that grow throughout the season and going into the state tournament here.
Hey, Coach, once you got into the state tournament, though, as you mentioned, all of this support, did you anticipate this kind of overwhelming support from Princeton fans?
Yeah, you know, last year we won 20 games. We were the number one seed in our section, and we lost in the semifinals to Cloquet, the same team that we beat in the semifinals this year. And we brought back five of our top six players from last year, and that loss was hard for the guys. And they really had to work on the game a lot in the offseason. They had that motivating force to get them to improve their games, if it's through AAU, if it's through summer workouts, to develop to the point where, you know, they can't take things for granted. And I think we all expected last year that we might get out of our section. We kind of got a little bit ahead of ourselves. Whereas, you know, it was good motivation for this season. And, you know, the kids played hard all season. The kids improved all year, and it's been, you know, it's really been a lot of fun.
Well, and that was a pretty good solid win you had over Cloquet. I mean, you beat them, 18 points, as I recall. So the kids came in there and must have played the game they wanted to play.
Yeah, they got up and down. We like to play. We like to have a lot of possessions. You know, I think we're on the top three teams in Class 3 in scoring points. We average about 85 points per game. We get up and down the floor. We really want to let the kids have fun, get out and run. If you got an open three, shoot it. You got a lane to the rim, go attack and go get a lay. We don't want to settle for a lot of mid-range jump shots. We want to get up and down and get the ball up the floor fast. You know, the first open shot we get, we're usually going to take it because teams are good. High school basketball is good, and Minnesota basketball is good, and it's hard to get open shots. So if we can get an open one early in transition, we look for that. You know, like I said, we get up and down. We play a pretty fast tempo, and the kids like it, and we routinely are scoring points in the 80s and 91 points in our section final game.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've seen the point differential you've had in your wins, too. But when I look at your starters, I mean, four of your five are double-figure scorers.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have a handful of seniors that are going to be looking to continue their basketball career next year. John Stimler, our big kid, was their leading scorer. He's going to St. John's next year. Riley O'Neill's committed to Hamlin. Adam Williams has got some different offers as well on the table. James Fleecek is going to River Falls for football, and he might potentially sniff around and play basketball, too, while he's there. And so, yeah, we have a really talented group of kids. You know, we have a tough schedule playing the Mississippi 8. Two of our losses were against, you know, Buffalo and St. Michael, which are both really good teams. And so we're pretty battle-tested. You know, Matavita is going to be really good in our first game. And so, and either, you know, Bemidji or De La Salle, whoever we play in the next round, is going to be really good as well. But we like the squad that we have. We got a lot of depth of guys who can score it. If one of our guys is off, we got two or three guys that can step up. You know, we saw that in our section final game. Our shooters, O'Neill and Fleecek and Williams, guys who scored double digits for us, had a combined 4 points in the first half versus Hibbing. But Stimler, our big guy inside, had 23 points and 14 rebounds in the first half. So he really carried us offensively, which is nice. I mean, when one guy's off, we have a lot of weapons that can step up and score.
Yeah, double-double in the first half. That certainly is notable as well. You couldn't talk any of those kids going to Augsburg, huh?
You know, Adam Williams, he's that's one of the options on the table for him. You know, he's looking at Augsburg and he's looking at some other options too across the state. You know, I was an Augsburg guy. You know, I played baseball there, and Coach Greese has done a great job with the basketball program there. And I've kind of stayed away. I've let the guys kind of make the decision that they want, because they got to have they have to live there for 4 years and they want to have a good experience. So they got to find a campus and a academic situation that meets their needs on top of having a good basketball program that they want to be a part of. So as much as I would love to have all of them go to Augsburg, you know, we got to let them decide and pick the path that they want to go down.
Well, that's a cool part of what you do, because I think oftentimes we just look at the games and think about the coach and the players. There's a lot more behind the scenes, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, and that's – I just talked to one of the local papers about that. It's just the enjoyment as a coach of educational-based athletics. And we all want to win. Whatever we want to go into, we want to be successful at. And as a coach, I want to win basketball games. That's part of the reason why I do that. But to see the kids struggle last year as, you know, as juniors, a lot of them juniors and sophomores, and get upset and have that heartbreak of that loss, but to see the work that they've put in the offseason, see how they've developed their games, and see just how focused they've been on their goal this season, and to see the joy on their face when that, you know, the final clock hit zeros against Hibbing up in Duluth East last Thursday is why we get into that. And to see them go on and make these college plans and go take their game to the next level will be fun to watch them. And we got a couple guys playing college basketball in spots right now. And just having them get to a spot where they're going to be able to have success as, you know, as a basketball player, but also as a student at the next level. And those are just – that's why we go into this, like you said.
Yeah, and you know, four guys with 1,000 points. Sometimes you'll see one or two on a team, but you got four of them.
Yeah, it was really a cool situation. I know December 29th, we were at Apollo High School for the Breakdown Holiday Classic, and actually James Fleechick and Adam Williams got in the same game against Ricori. So that was a lot of fun. They were kind of fighting over who was going to get that game ball as they both got in the same game. But, yeah, we got – you know, between Stimler and Fleechick and Williams, those guys have been through it with me. They've started for 3 years. They were part of a team 2 years ago that won 7 games. And they've kind of been through, they've grinded with us in our program. And James started as a freshman point guard. And so, yeah, they've played a lot of games. They've had a lot of success. And it's just really fun to see where they're at and see how good of basketball players they are, but also, more importantly, how good of people that they've become.
What do you know about Monomedi?
You know, the Hadley kid's really, really good. You know, it starts the same. He's averaging about 28 points per game. I know he just got a Colorado State offer. You know, as a junior, he's one of the best scorers in the state. He scored over 750 points or something this season. He's really good. He's going to be a really tough guy for us to defend. You know, they got some size on the inside. That's going to be, you know, challenging for us to battle with. And we saw them in a tournament this summer. And so we're familiar with them and, you know, with the AAU circuit, and everyone plays everyone now in the spring and the summer.
Yeah.
Our guys tend to know them, you know their guys pretty well. And so they're good. I mean, they're 15-1 in the Metro East Conference. That's a tough league. You got the Tartans and the North St. Pauls and those teams over there. They've had a really good season. Beat a really good Totino Grace team in their section finals. So we know it's going to be a battle. We know that it's going to be probably a pretty tight game, and hopefully we can get the pace going in our direction, and we can get the ball going up and down, and hopefully we hit our shots. But Matabita is going to be really good, and I'm really looking forward to it.
How about those guys helping you coach? How about your staff?
I have the best staff. You know what? You know, my assistant coach, Dylan Nauman, he is just watches film tirelessly. You know, the look on his face after, you know, 2, 3, 4 hour nights of sleep with all the film that he watches, just to see it all worth it when, you know, we got to celebrate that section title was great. You know, Coach Novak as well, our JV coach, this is his first year on as our JV coach. He's done a really nice job as well. I know our JV team had a good season, 9th grade had a good season. So we really like where we're at with our program. And, you know, obviously we have great kids, but I'm really lucky to have great assistant coaches as well.
Brett, look forward to seeing you at the state tournament here downtown at Target Center. It's been too long since 1931, so enjoy the ride. This is going to be, a lifelong memory for these kids starting right now.
Yes, they're enjoying it, and I really appreciate that. And I'll make sure to pass that message on to them.
Coach, thanks a million. We'll see you soon at the state tournament. Have a great run.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Coach Brett Cloutier, he is the head man at Princeton, and what a story for the Tigers to be at that state tournament here in downtown Minneapolis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.